flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's find us a quarterback.
Talked about Jalen Milroe last segment. He's the Alabama quarterback who Tommy Rees had last season. Not the one that just finished, but the one before that, before Tommy came to the Browns. He was the OC when Jalen Milroe became the starting quarterback of the Crimson Tide of Alabama. And we just went over a bunch of stuff last segment. Things that we thought, looking at tape of him, some things other people said. Before we hear more of Tommy Rees talking about him, let me give you this. And again, this is from a website called Fantasy Life Mock. It was their mock draft, I should say. And it says, Milroe's immense upside. You can think of Milroe as the Anthony Richardson of this class. And Anthony Richardson, of course, is the quarterback of the Colts, who is and they said, big-armed, freakish athlete. Milroe is a more polished passer, but comes in a slightly smaller package. Milroe is the
all muscle.
Yeah, well, he's put together. Mm-hmm. Says Milroe was the closest approximation we had to Jaden Daniels' savage blend of athleticism and deep ball dimes in college football this season. Says Milroe's game could have used another year in school, but he declared because quarterback prospects with his physical ability rarely get out of the top 10. That said, Mel Kiper doesn't even have him going in the first round of his mock draft.
What is that worth?
And so it's all, Andy, it's all over the place on this guy, which means a couple of things. You have to assess him, you need to know him, and you need to believe in him. Does a young offensive coordinator getting his first chance in the NFL have any sway in that? Who knows? We're going to go back again.
I don't know. Is that the question, or is it the head coach whose job's probably on the line if they don't win next year? Is that the question? Is he willing to go down that road?
Well, if I'm the Browns, I don't do this. I don't draft Jalen Milroe because he played for Tommy Rees. I don't do that. And I don't trust Tommy Rees on this evaluation. You know why? Because if Jalen Milroe sticks, let's just say the Browns take him at 2. My guess is he's going to be the Browns quarterback a lot longer than Tommy Rees is going to be the Browns offensive coordinator. So they're not a package.
That's a good point.
They're not a package deal.
No, I understand that.
But you do get some insight. In 2023, Alabama went to the Rose Bowl. Tommy Rees spoke about Jalen Milroe, which he didn't want to do today. This is about the relationship that he had with his quarterback.
That relationship with him, you don't get that experience very often. And to say I'm proud of him would be a vast understatement. And but again, he deserves the credit to where he's been. And he's a great competitor. He's mentally tough as anybody you would find. It's a lot of credit to, you know, his parents and what they've been able to raise him and be the young man that he is. And he's been I've been really fortunate to coach him and help, you know, him along this path. And again, he deserves the credit. He's done a tremendous job working towards his goal.
And again, he was the backup to Bryce Young for 2 years and then got benched. When Tommy Rees was the offensive coordinator, got benched for the Week 3 game and then came back and was the starter the rest of the way. That's all well and good. Here's more Rees talking about credit going to Milroe for bouncing back after that benching.
all the credit goes to Jalen. The adversity he went through, the humility he handled it with, the ability to persevere and put his head down and work, to want to be better, to want to get better, to want the challenge of being the guy in front of the group, to want the challenge of we're going to continue to add to this thing and try to enhance your strengths. Again, all the credit goes to see him take control of the offense, to see him, you know, as a passer develop, to see him be decisive in his ability to run the football. Like, all those steps were, you know, his effort, his time on task, his work put in. And again, like I talked about being proud of the entire group.
Now, one thing to remember here, he didn't want to talk about Milrow hardly at all today. He did just a little bit. He said, I've got a lot of love for him as a person and as a play caller and a quarterback. We had a great relationship. You know, you have to have one with your quarterback. And that's all I really wanted to say about Jalen Milrow. Now let's flip it. When he's talking about him before the Rose Bowl, he's the offensive coordinator and you're going to just, you know, blow smoke like crazy.
Sure.
Because it's your guy. So keep that in mind. But he made this comment, and this is the final thing we're going to play from the Rose Bowl press conference in 2023, that I think might be a little telling.
I have a unique perspective of playing the position and going through some hardships that I'm able to relate to, but Jalen, his mental toughness is greater than mine ever was. And, you know, we can have light moments where he's amped up. I can try to settle him down by, you know, cracking a joke, and I can be dry and all that and make him laugh, but our relationship has grown tremendously over the last 11 months, and he's a joy to coach, man. His ability to block everything out, be centered and focused on what he's trying to accomplish, wanting to be better, the humility that it takes to accept those challenges, he's really a special kid. He really is. Yeah.
Joy to coach, humility, special kid, he really is.
Mental toughness.
Yeah.
I think you need that, you know, when you play here.
So that's a different perspective on Milrow than what we had from the press conference today.
Sure. I mean, he's not going to say anything.
And the truth's probably somewhere in between, right?
Probably. I would say it's closer to the press conference than it is what he said today. I mean, he didn't say anything today.
Closer to what he said back when he was coaching him. I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to put your own reputation on the line by saying glowing things about somebody.
Now, I mean, you're also working in a room that's deciding who they're going to bring in. Mm-hmm. They're going to pay the guy, at least, you know.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The other aspect of this, one of the kids who was a quarterback at Alabama was a guy who was at Notre Dame with Tommy Rees and transferred down when he went down. And yet they went with Milrow as the quarterback, which makes me think, okay, just because he worked with a guy before doesn't mean that guy gets carte blanche and that's the guy. But I do think I do think that there's a perspective there and information there that can help the Browns in the decision-making process when it comes to, is Jalen Milrow the guy you want? And the fact that I have seen some mocks, you've seen some mocks that do have him going at number 2, but others that don't even have him going in the first round. And that's a That's a scary proposition. Now, the first time Mel Kiper actually drafts a player will be the first time.
This is true.
So keep that in mind. But that guy's made his living.
And he has the Browns taking Travis Hunter.
Yeah, which is hard to argue with, isn't it?
I don't think you can go wrong. If the only argument is between the offensive and defensive coordinator on who gets him.
This one seems like it would be a gamble if the Browns were to take him at two. Let me throw a thought at you. You take Travis Hunter at two. And by the way, great mock draft I saw had Sanders going one to the Titans, had the Giants trading up with the Browns and taking Cam Ward at two, and the Browns dropping to three.
Yep.
And picking up, I think it was an extra second round pick, and taking Travis Hunter. Which, if the Browns don't like one of the quarterbacks and the Giants do, by all means, sure, we'll drop down a spot and take Travis Hunter and then do what we're going to do. But if you do that, maybe something like that gives you the extra ammo where late in the first round, you can trade back up and draft a guy like Milroe if you think, hey, he needs a year. And we have Tommy Rees here to develop him, who has already developed him before, and he can really help him. And then we sign fill in the blank to come and play quarterback next year, and maybe a year after that. So there are options here, but the most difficult option to me seems like, yep, we're going to take this guy at two, and you're going to have to be sold.
You're right. If you think you can flip with the Giants, right? So pick up their three and then get the Giants two. Now you've got 33. I don't know. What are the Giants having two? I'm assuming they're like 30, unless they traded it. I don't know. But you would take the Giants. Why wouldn't you try to take the Browns second, the Giants second, and try to get back up in the first round?
Well, you might be able to.
Yeah. And by the way, you have way more ammo than that because –
You've got a lot of picks.
Yeah, they have 12 picks in this draft.
But to trade back up into the first round often costs you a first-round pick. You know?
Yeah, but if you're sitting, I mean, you could conceivably.
And how high do you go? Because if this guy, like the 33rd team had him going 26th to the Rams. Okay, if that's the case, we've seen him going 9 to the Saints. All right, you're not going to be able to trade up to 9 without giving up a future first. You might be able to trade up to 26 without giving up a future first. You know, if you could give the 33rd pick in this draft and the Giants pick, so two high second round picks in this draft, something like that. Well, that might get you into the bottom of the first round, but is he still going to be sitting there? If that's the guy you're interested in,
it's a good question. I'm wondering. I'm very much in trance with maybe trying to trade the two and move down just one or two spots, and then trying to get back into the first round.
Our Browns beat reporter is Daryl Ryder. He was there at the Tommy Rees press conference this morning. Daryl, coming up next, and we're going to ask him, Jalen Milroe, past history with the OC, mean anything? Next on Baskin and Phil.